Chapter 10. Now on the following day, the arrangements for the drinking party were the same as before. When it seemed suitable to the king, he began to ask the guests next to those who had already replied. Now he spoke to the first.
Can wisdom be taught?
Now he spoke.
The soul has been constituted so that it is able, by the power of God, to accept everything of beauty and to reject its opposite.
Now the king, concurring, proceeded to ask the next guest,
what makes the greatest contribution to health?
Now he declared,
self-control, which it is impossible to achieve unless God disposes the heart and mind toward it.
Now the king, after exhorting this man, declared to another,
how can a man pay his parents the debt of gratitude which they deserve?
Now he spoke,
by never causing them pain, which is impossible unless God guides the mind toward the noblest ends.
Now the king, after nodding approval of this man, asked the next,
how can a man be an attentive listener?
Now he spoke,
by perceiving that all knowledge is of value, so that in a time of emergency, a man is enabled to select one of the lessons he has heard, counteract the immediate crisis, and so remedy it with the guidance of God. And so the efforts of men are fulfilled through him.
Now the king, after commending this man, spoke to the next.
How can a man avoid doing anything contrary to the law?
He declared,
by realizing that it is God who has placed into the hearts of legislators the thoughts of preserving men's lives, you would follow them.
Now the king, approving of this man, spoke to the next.
What is the value of the family?
Now he answered,
if we consider that we ourselves are afflicted by adverse circumstances and let their sufferings become our own, the great strength of the family bond is apparent at once. For it is only when such feeling is shown that we will win glory and esteem in the eyes of such folk. For cooperation, when linked with kindliness, is of itself an indestructible bond in the face of everything. But in the day of their prosperity, we must not crave their possessions, but must ask God to bestow every blessing upon them.
Now the king, after giving him the same welcome as the others, asked the next guest,
how does a man attain freedom from fear?
Now he spoke,
when the mind is conscious that it has done no evil. For God directs men toward good deliberations on everything.
Now the king, after approving this man, spoke to another.
How can a man always have the right reasoning at hand?
Now he spoke.
By always setting before his eyes the misfortunes of men, knowing that it is God who takes away prosperity while glorying others by promoting them to receive honor.
Now the king, after also handsomely approving this man, asked the next guest to answer,
how can a man avoid having recourse to idleness and pleasures?
Now he spoke,
by having in the forefront of his mind the thought that he rules a large kingdom and leads many people, and that it is his duty not to have his mind centered on anything else, but to always be considering how best to promote their welfare. He should ask God that no part of his duties would be lacking.
Now the king, after also commending this man, asked the 10th guest,
"How can a man recognize those who are acting falsely toward him?"
Now he answered this question,
"By observing whether their conduct was generous, and whether their orderly behavior persisted in the greetings and consultations and the rest of the social life of his companions, and seeing that they do not go beyond the proper limit in their entertainments and the other features of their conduct. But God will direct your mind, O King, to the noblest ends."
The king applauded them all, congratulating them by name, and those who were present followed suit. Then they turned to celebrating.